It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, not a critter today.
Oh,
not
a critter. Bad. Sorry.
But it was on this day in 1908 that Natural Bridges National Monument was established in Utah.
What? The what was established?
Natural Bridges National Monument.
Oh, Natural Bridges National Monument.
That's right.
Great.
This flows. Just flows, right?
Do they have an abbreviation? Do they call the NBNM?
The NBNM? I don't. Is that better?
It's clumsy.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, anyways, Natural Bridges National Monument is located about 50 miles northwest of the Four Corners boundary of southeast Utah. Mm. It sits at the junction of White Canyon and Armstrong Canyon, which is part of the Colorado River drainage.
The canyon crossings.
That's right.
Yeah.
It features the second largest natural bridge in the entire world. Mm. Carved from the white sandstone there.
Oh, yeah.
There are three natural bridges within the park, naturally formed over thousands of years from water erosion,
mm-hmm.
and the largest is 225 feet across.
Wow, can you walk across it?
No, you can just go underneath. Yeah.
Is it safer to go underneath than it is to
I
walk
think
across?
So.
Really? You think it's safer to go underneath it?
Yeah, because I don't know.
Until it hits you on the head.
I don't know how you'd get up there.
Why don't you just stay away from it?
Okay. So humans have lived in the area around natural...
So they're afraid they don't want you to walk on it because they're afraid it's going to collapse, right?
I assume so.
Or fall off it?
Yeah.
But put a railing up. So there's not the fall. It must be collapsing. But by all means, walk under it.
Well, yeah.
Does that make sense?
I don't know what you want me to say. So humans have lived in the area around natural bridges since as early as 7500 BCE,
wow.
as shown by rock art and stone tools found at nearby sites.
Hmm.
Around 700 CE, ancestors of modern Puebloan people moved to the site, constructing stone and mortar buildings and granaries. Europeans first visited the area in 1883 when a gold prospector followed White Canyon upstream from the Colorado River and spotted the bridges. In 1904, the National Geographic magazine publicized the bridges in the area was designated a national monument by President Theodore Roosevelt, and it was Utah's very first national monument.
Hey, what year was that?
1908. Now, the bridges have had several names. They were first named President, Senator, and Congressman in order of height. Later, explorers renamed them Augusta, Caroline, and Edwin.
Why?
I don't know. After their children, I think, or something.
Whose children?
I don't know. An explorer. I don't know. In 1909, the park was enlarged to protect nearby Puebloan structures, and the General Land Office affixed the Hopi names, Sipapu, Kachina, and Owachimo. Those are the three bridges. That's
what
names.
A change.
Yeah.
From Caroline and whatever the other ones were.
Augusta.
Yeah.
Edwin. Yeah.
Okay.
So Sipapu is the largest and most spectacular of the three bridges in the monument. And the opening of that is large enough to almost house the dome of the United States Capitol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Pretty big. The monument was nearly inaccessible for many decades. Reaching the site from the nearest settlement would take a 3-day horseback ride.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
It's a long...
The park received little visitation until after the uranium boom of the 1950s, which resulted in the creation of new roads in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in 2007, the International Dark Sky Association, which is a thing that actually exists.
Of course it does.
Named Natural Bridges the first international dark sky park, which is a designation that recognizes not only that the park has some of the darkest and clearest skies in all of the U.S., but also that the park has made every effort to conserve the natural dark as a resource worthy of protection.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So according to a study on night sky quality, including darkness and light pollution conducted by the National Park Service, Natural Bridges is one of the darkest national parks in the entire country.
Mm.
To date, Natural Bridges has the only night sky monitored by the National Park Service that rates a class 2 on the Bortal Dark Sky Scale, giving it the darkest sky ever assessed.
A class 2?
It's a class 2.
And a class 1 would be darker?
Darker, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So you can see around 15,000 stars throughout the night there. And in contrast, you can generally see just about 3% of that in urban environments.
Imagine if you took your fancy star app on your telephone up there. You'd see them all. You wouldn't even need the app. You just look up and see them.
You would. That's right. Now, potential bridge collapse is possible at Natural Bridges National Monument,
oh,
and there is evidence
Too soon,
of at least
Sarah.
two collapsed bridges within the park.
No.
So if you want to go there to see them,
yeah,
sooner than later.
But by all means, as we go back to walk under these existing bridges, they're fine.
Today, more than 100,000 people visit the park every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Look, I'm curious. If you visited this park, the Natural Bridges National Monument Park, shoot us a text at 222-4000. We're fascinated. So many questions to ask. You have a song to go along with the Natural Bridges National Monument, do you, Sarah?
I do. So since it's got such great star watching.
Category 2, I believe.
Yes. We're going to play Stars by Simply Red.
I love this song. We'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much. I love that one. Simply Red, Stars, the name of the song, and Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the Natural Bridges National Monument, which is one of the darkest national parks.
Yes.
And you can see a lot of stars there.
At night, we should say. During the day, it's as bright as can be.
Right.
Sun shines. It's very nice.
Yeah.
At night, it's
dark. Unless there's celebrities there, then you'd probably see stars during the day. But I don't know how many celebrities really.
Okay. All right, it's
hang
fine.
Out there. But.
That's fine. You make fun of my bad dad joke of the day just before 5 o'clock, and that's fine. You come in here, you do that business, it's fine. It's all right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Weekly Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go!
Okay, Natural Bridges National Monument was Utah's very first national monument.
It is home to the second largest natural bridge in the world.
And it's the first international dark sky park.
There you go.
Pretty dark.
So this is the second longest natural bridge. Do you know what I'm going to ask you?
No.
Where's the first,
I have
sir?
No idea.
We don't know where the first
no
is?
No idea.
Okay, but it's not here.
Not
that
maybe.
We know. We open it up. We ask people to text 222-4000 if you've been to this national park, which I'd never heard of until... But 13 minutes ago, the Natural Bridges National Monument. Good Lord, terrible name. You can text us at 222-4000. We'd love to hear from you about that. Folks want to learn more about Natural Bridges National Monument. Sarah, where do they go?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yeah. Can you say it three times fast for me, Carol? You mind?
Natural Bridges National Monument, Natural Bridges National Monument. Natural Bridges National Monument.
I'll give it to you.
I did it. That's not bad.
You're amazing. All right. Back tomorrow, fresh episode.
Yes.
4:10. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way here in just a few minutes. Don Henley. We'll do some Brothers Johnson in a few minutes as well. Speaking of Sarah Boom Boom, the lady who just brought us the Wiki Corner, she has her very own seasoning blend, which we've heard is good on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's real good.
From shrimps. What was the weird
lentils?
Lentils.
Lentils.
From shrimps to lentils. I mean, honest to goodness, you span the spectrum of food there. You can pick it up at Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Ask for it by name. Sarah Boom Boom's Seasoning Blend.